Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Welcome back to Pure Skin Talk. My name is Devin, and we're here another week. Let's do this. So I told you guys we were going to talk about the 2023 trends this week, and this is what we're talking about. But first, I'll just kind of catch you up on my life, if you're interested at all. I'm fully moved in, but I'm not organized yet. It's a slow process, but we're going to get there. And I'm excited. And, you know, things have been crazy. I mean, to say the least. I'm not one who likes drama in their life. I have never cared for it, but I want to hear about everybody else's, which makes me a great esthetician because I love to hear people's drama. But I don't want any in my own. And it's been a drama-filled week. And I got to tell you, I'm done. No more. Thank you. Like, that's it for 2023. All filled up. So that is that. Let's see what else is going on. So I think I mentioned to you guys that I am doing a speaking engagement in May. So I need to get that going. They want all the information in by the end of the month. So I am on time crunch a little bit. I did a couple case studies. So I have like pictures and all that stuff that, you know, I just have to like formulate everything and like lay out what I'm going to actually say. So that's going to take some time, but that's okay. And I also wanted to mention to you guys, hopefully you're following me on TikTok and Instagram. I do, I just post a lot of videos. There's such nonsense out there. And I just want to get, I cut through it all. And I just am like, do this, don't do that. And it's not even about me selling a product to you most of the time. It's just me debunking something or saying, hey, maybe this is a good thing to do. Because there are some crazy things. I just posted the other day about using a jalapeno on your eye if you have a sty. I mean, what? Why would you ever want to take the chance of putting a jalapeno? No, I will say that jalapeno was uncut, but still, what are we doing? What are we doing? We just don't need to use a jalapeno around our eye. And if you've never gotten jalapeno in your eye, it is awful. And I guess, so like the ingredient that's in a jalapeno is also the ingredient that's in pepper spray. So there you go. That's why you don't want to do it. It can be very, very painful. And I think that might be it. I can't believe, you guys, California, especially Southern California, we don't get a lot of rain. And we have gotten so much rain this winter. Like, I mean, a lot for California, not a lot for like New York or something. It's just absolutely crazy how much it's been raining. And I kind of love it. And I'm excited to go back to work because that means my client's skin is going to be just a little bit more hydrated. It's really hard to keep up with the winter around this area because it's just it's a very dry winter. So this will be fun. And I'll be introducing a couple new things in my treatment room. So I'm excited about that. So this time off, while I did a lot, I haven't stopped every single day. I've, you know, been moving and organizing and dealing with stuff. It's been good to have the break from work because it gets me thinking and because I miss it. And so I'm like, okay, I got to think about things. I got to like, okay, research some stuff and I watch more videos on skincare and all that stuff. So it gets me really excited. And I can't wait to like touch my client's skin again and like get in there and just do some fun things. So I'm very much looking forward to that. And I think that's it. I mean, I feel like that's enough. I don't know. I mean, obviously all the other stuff I can't disclose, but it's not been fun. Oh, my little dog Olive woke up the other day and her foot was all like swollen. So that was fun. I had to take her to the vet, emergency vet, of course, because it was a Saturday and I'm not going to let that thing go because No way. So $270 later, they still don't know what it is. So they put her on bed rest and she's not good on bed rest. But luckily, because it is raining, she doesn't do the rain. So that's been helping. But the days when it's not, she wants to go outside and she wants to run and she just absolutely cannot. Because as soon as she does, she starts limping. So that's been fun. And of course, I've talked about Luca and how he can't be outside because he jumps walls. So now I have two dogs in the house who can't be, well, Olive can be left alone. She's fine. But Luca can't be left alone. So thank goodness for my mom who helps babysit my dogs now when I have to go run errands or go to appointments or whatever. So I also have to go to the DMV and I'm not looking forward to that. I might have let my driver's license expire. Ooh, not on purpose. I promise not on purpose. Just life got away from me. And then I had appointments and then RA hit me. And so then I couldn't go. And then the last time I had an appointment, they canceled on me because their computers were down. I mean, it's been fun, but mainly it's all my fault. So I'm going to have to go and do that. And I think I have to take the written test again. So I'll be studying to make sure that, you know, I pass because it's going to be embarrassing if I don't. Anyway, I hope you guys are having a great month so far. Let's just get into it and start talking about the 2023 trends. So every year, there's predictions of what's going to happen in the skincare industry. You know, in probably most industries, there's going to be predictions of what the next year is to come. And a lot of that is indicated by just the last couple months or so of the previous year. And so a lot of this stuff I've seen, a lot of the stuff I'm not surprised to see on the list. And listen, there's a million lists out there and some are the same, some are different. Some are, some of the trends are the same and then half of the list will just be their own thing, whatever. So I kind of picked ones that I have been seen coming and ones that I think are good to talk about and are important to talk about. So we're going to do 10 of those trends today. So buckle up. Let's do it, baby. Okay. So the first one is skin cycling. So this has been going around social media for a while now. I'm sure a lot of you have been hearing about this. There's nothing wrong with it. And if you don't know what you are doing, this is a great way to start a routine. Now, when I customize a routine for clients, I give them specifics on how often to use the products. So I don't think that they need to do skin cycling because they're kind of doing it anyway. Because, you know, I give them like a prescription form and it'll tell them AM and PM and it'll tell them how many nights a week to use it and, you know, all that. So it's kind of like that. But I think skin cycling can be good for those that are beginners, for, you know, those that are just picking up random products and aren't really sure what to do, then that's something better to do. And once you are on a good routine and your skin has adjusted to a retinoid or a rejuvenator in my client's case, because that's what I use for my clients and myself, then you will up your usage. Then you can kind of change it around. But again, this is why I think it's important to have an esthetician in your life. Because we can help you with that stuff. You know, you get new products, you know, and hopefully they're for me, but like I'm going to introduce them into your routine in the best way possible so that your skin is affected the least, meaning no irritation, redness, you know, all the bad things, and that you really only experience all the good things. So skin cycling, here's an example. So nights one and two, you would use your retinol. Night three, exfoliation. Nights four and five, retinol. Night six, exfoliation. And then night seven would be hydration recovery. And then you just do it all over again. So that's what skin cycling means. Like I said, my clients are kind of doing that anyway. So, okay, so the next one is acids. We are going to be seeing some different acids, and they've been around for a while, but they're just increasing in popularity. So PHAs, these actually have had a patent on them. So while they have existed for decades, we're going to start seeing them pop up in more skincare products. They're much more gentle than AHAs and BHAs, alpha hydroxy acids and beta hydroxy acids. And they're also more hydrating. And for those that have had issues with acids in the past, this is really great news. especially if you want to eventually work up to the stronger acids. PHA is a good acid to start with. Okay, the next acid is azelaic acid. And this is such a good one for hyperpigmentation. You're going to find this in a lot of products that are geared towards people with hyperpigmentation and even melasma. And it's also a tyrosinase inhibitor, which means it helps to stop that hyperpigmentation from even happening. But you are definitely going to hear more about this in 2023. So look for it. Okay, the next one is barrier repairing ingredients. Now, this is definitely one I've noticed lately, so I'm not surprised that experts are predicting this will be even bigger this year. Consumers are understanding the barrier and what that means and what it means when it's damaged and not to damage it and why it's so important and everything. Consumers are just becoming smarter. So I think this is definitely going to be big and people are going to start looking for products that are going to help repair their barrier. So often our barrier gets damaged from using the wrong products, not using products at all, or using too much of the strong stuff. Like if you're going to exfoliate, I just watched a video again. I believe I did a video on this where somebody had said they're exfoliating day and night. And I just saw another one where they're doing the same thing. And I'm like, too much. You over exfoliating is just as bad as under exfoliating. So you can see why it's so easy to do. It's so easy to damage that barrier. So I'm excited to see what will happen. I'm excited to see more clients come in where we don't have to do so much repair before we get to the good stuff, because we have to go backwards before we can go forward. So it would be nice to just be able to go forwards. Not for me, I don't care. It's the same for me, but for clients, it's easier just to move forward. Okay. So the fourth one is body care products. Usually when body products are created to be similar to our face products, they are quite pricey. And I'm talking about using a retinol on your body, using products with niacinamide or glycolic or whatever, because it's a lot more space to cover. So that means you're going to use a lot more of the product. And so they come in bigger bottles and whatnot. And so they're just more expensive. It all makes sense why it is, but it's also why I don't sell any. Because it's difficult. It's a difficult part of the industry to get into and do it successfully as a small business owner. And specifically, I'm talking about myself because I'm so picky on what I'm going to sell. I'm not just going to sell a body lotion because, oh my gosh, it smells so good. Like, I want something that's meaningful. I want something that's going to do something for you. Otherwise, just go get some Jergens, So this is all going to be changing. We are going to start seeing more emphasis on taking care of our skin on our body. And I'm guessing they are going to start finding a way to make it less expensive. And I hope they do. And this includes deodorant. We've already seen all the natural deodorants come out. I mean, it's been crazy how many natural deodorant brands they are. I'm not a fan personally, but people are worried about cancer and all the. And I've just done more research, and I haven't seen where I need to worry about that yet. So I'm just not on board with that. But we have so many more choices than we previously did, and I think we are going to see a lot more. People are starting to realize that if you cleanse your underarms in a certain way, like using a glycolic cleanser or something, that's going to help with the bacteria that's, the smell that happens. So if you do that, then, deodorant's going to work better because you're kind of eliminating, that smell initially. So things like that. I'm excited. I'm actually really excited about this one because I think it'll be fun and interesting to see what they come out with and what the price points are for all this stuff because results and price are two of my goals when I'm picking out products. So we'll see. I'm excited. Okay, so the next one is at-home skincare devices. Okay, this one I'm kind of hoping isn't true. But I think we all know that it is. Some of these potential devices will be fine, I'm sure. But like we were dealing with now, some will not be okay to use at home. As always, I will be talking about them and giving my honest opinion. And listen, I don't, you know, like I said at the beginning of the video, this isn't always just about me making more money, you buying my products. I just like to give you the information. And so if it's a skincare device that I think you should use, I'll tell you. Even if I'm not selling it, I don't care. I'll tell you because I want your skin to be healthy and I want you to love your skin. Okay, the next one, menopause. So the focus on skincare for those in menopause will finally be a thing. I can't believe the industry has waited so long. Hormones affect our skin so much, and not just our face, but also our body. Women go through so much during menopause, and there's so many, I mean, everybody experiences it differently, and there's so much to know and so much to navigate, because it's like, you know, the wrinkles are showing and all this, you know, we're dealing with aging, and it's just, it's a tough time for a woman. I mean, honestly, though, what decade is not tough for a woman? But as somebody who will probably go into perimenopause, I would imagine the next few years, I don't really know. I'm very interested in this, and I think it'll be interesting because, you know, dry skin is a huge factor of menopause. People who used to have acne, it could be coming back for them, maybe not as strong, but it definitely could be coming back. We got to navigate that. So how do you do anti-aging and acne? It can be done. It can absolutely be done. Again, that's where estheticians come in, because we can help you customize a routine so that you can do both. But if you go to like the stores, most of the time it's like, it's acne, it's anti-aging, it's not both. So, you know, talk to an esthetician and definitely can help you navigate through that. Okay, number 7, witch hazel. This is another ingredient that they think is going to be highlighted in 2023. Hopefully it will be included in products and not just touted as an ingredient people should start using, because it can be too drying to the skin on its own. So you don't want to go out and just buy a witch hazel bottle and use it as a toner. Too much, too harsh. I don't care your skin type. It's too much. But witch hazel inside of a product can be great for the skin. This is number 8. There is a new acne treatment that's coming out. It's called AviClear. It's a revolutionary new treatment that has Accutane-like results without all the systemic side effects or risks. Hallelujah. I'm not a fan of Accutane. I always say it should be absolutely last resort. But to know that there's another treatment that's coming out that are going to give you the same results with all the messy side effects, that's amazing. I'm really excited about that. So look for that one. If you need it, obviously don't if you don't. Number 9, skincare coaching at home. I think I've heard of this before. Who does it? I'm ahead of this one, I would say. I have been doing skincare coaching for many years and I love it. I've been doing it most of my career. It makes it so easy for those that don't have time to see an esthetician or for those that aren't comfortable walking into a salon or spa. Mine is different than a lot of programs that I've seen out there. My clients get samples of an entire routine before they even commit to anything. The investment is small, only $50. So if for some reason the products don't work for someone, they aren't out a lot of money. I mean, that's what I like. The return on your investment is high when you come to me. And that's important to me because I know there's a lot of people out there who are going to charge more and they can justify it. And that's totally fine. I have no judgment for what other people do, how people run their business. That's fine. For me, though, I want my clients to pay a little bit of money to talk to me and then be able to try these samples and then decide, okay, I love them and I want to, you know, buy it all or whatever the story is. But I don't want to take somebody's money, take a big chunk of somebody's money and then find out that the products don't work for them. I mean, it makes it so hard for people to want to take that leap, to take that chance. It's the same thing of like, if you go to the store and you spend, you know, $200 on products and then you find out they don't work, most people don't return products. So it's, you know, I mean, most people aren't going to like call up or go down to Target and be like, oh, I need to return all these, you know, whatever. They might from an esthetician, But it's just, I like this way to do it. I like that people get to try everything and then decide if they're going to buy. And some are like, I can't afford everything. Scale down my routine. I'm like, absolutely, let's do that. So I work within your budget. I'm not going to make you buy everything that you can't afford. Like, that's just silly, especially where we are in the economy right now. Okay, number 10. This one I save for last because it's my favorite. Experts debunking misinformation. Well, again, I think I know somebody who does that, and that person is me. Anyone who has been listening to this podcast or following me on social media knows that this is very important to me. I have been doing this for a long time, and I will continue to do it. It's so important to educate people on what is good for the skin and what is not. I don't like people damaging their skin or wasting their money. I'm glad to see this is going to be a big trend in 2023. And remember, I said experts debunking misinformation. So that's not just your random TikToker. It's not your influencer. It's not like this is what worked for me, so I'm going to tell you it's wrong or I'm going to tell you it's right, you know, whatever. You definitely see this on TikTok. I see a lot of doctors coming in and saying, and even estheticians do it, whatever. But I mean, I've been doing this for years, and I think it's a really important part of my job. Because I don't want people wasting their money. I don't want people damaging their skin. And if I can save somebody from that, that's what I want to do. I do. I feel like it's part of my responsibility as an esthetician, and I take it seriously. So I will be continuing to debunk misinformation. I'm going to continue to tell you what I like, what I don't like, and help you along the way. So, you know, we all are on the same page, and we're not just out there, you know, guessing and hoping it all works out for us. Because remember, sometimes the damage that we do doesn't show up right away. Like sun damage doesn't show up for like 10 years. Maybe damaging the skin, if you don't know that you're damaging the skin, that's not going to show up for a few years until one day you're like, oh shoot. You know, it goes back to people talking about using Head and Shoulders. That was huge on TikTok. And I even talked about it, and use Head and Shoulders because it's so, you know, it's going to help clear your acne. Well, I don't know anybody who uses Head and Shoulders on a regular basis where their skin does not look red and irritated. So there you go. It doesn't, you know, just because it works for one doesn't mean it works for some. And it's important to know how often to use it, or maybe you stop using it. Are you using hydrating ingredients to compensate? You know, there's a lot that goes into it. And skincare it doesn't have to be so difficult, but it's not always as easy as we want it to be. So come see me and I will definitely help you, or sign up for my skincare coaching and we can go that route too. So that's it. Those are the 10 trends that are coming. Like I said, there's more out there. Those are just the 10 that I am most excited about, and the 10 that I feel I have already kind of seen some action happening on. So I wanted to focus on those. Please reach out to me if you have any questions or comments or whatever. You know, those reviews on the podcast, we're in a new year. That'd be great if you could take a minute and write a podcast review for me, or even a review on the products. That would be great. I hope you guys are having a great 2023 so far, and we'll talk next week. Thanks so much. Bye, guys. Thank you for listening today. Don't forget to follow me on social media at PureSkinOC. I post lots of skincare tips and videos. You can find me at TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram. And of course, you can always visit my website and my online store. If you're local and interested in receiving one of my treatments, all of my services are on there, and you can even book from there too. You can also find my skincare coaching if you want to have a virtual consultation with me so that I can help you with your skin. And lastly, but so important, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast. Besides sharing it with your friends and family, this is the best way to help it grow. Thanks so much, and I hope you have a wonderful week. Until next time.